It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you have bupkis, you have nothing, and you have it emphatically.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Bupkis, what a great word. What made you think of it?
I was thinking about this because I was playing cribbage with my mother, and she had a hand which, when she put it down to count the points, she said, "I have bupkis." And we both laughed because it's such a great word. And then, of course, we started thinking about where does that word come from. Both of us thought it's clearly Yiddish, which it is. And then we were talking about what are some other words for zero, as well as what are some other Yiddish words in the language.
Right, because bupkis means I've got nothing.
I've got nothing. And we have other ways to say that. So nothing being an obvious one. Zero. Which we borrowed in from French in the 17th century, but goes back to Arabic. Nada, which is Spanish, goes back to the 19th century. Then zilch, which I was surprised how recent it is. The first time it's used to mean zero is in the 1960s. And zip, which shows up around 1900.
Oh, I would have thought that zilch was older.
I know, but zip is older. Zippo, as in I've got Zippo, seems to be quite new, doesn't show up in the Oxford English Dictionary, but is in Merriam-Webster Online.
There are a lot of words, though, that we use every day that come from Yiddish that also are kind of fun. What are some others?
So oi seems to be one of the more common ones. Behind oi, I think chutzpah. That word takes off starting in around the 1970s. It shows up in American English in 1945. And you find that a lot of these Yiddish words, they start coming into American English end of the 19th century through the first half of the 20th century. So you've got chutzpah, you have schmuck, as in an annoying person or a fool, or putz, that's also a fool. And both putz and schmuck go back to fairly taboo words in Yiddish.
Yes.
You have a mensch. There's a nicer word for a morally
a
good.
Mensch. What a mensch.
Exactly. Yeah. Sort of an honest person. Tush. From Tukis, which first shows up in 1914, and kibitz, which is to either to chat lightly or if, for example, somebody's playing cribbage and you're just watching and you decide to provide commentary or advice, one could say that you are kibitzing.
Well, I would like to add, though, that when you say the word chutzpah, isn't there supposed to be some phlegm in that?
You could if you were, you would have the chutzpah.
Yeah, exactly. And I would, if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to bupkis. I understand there's another meaning for that.
That also, if you go back etymologically, it goes back to turds, goat turds.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you very much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.